Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hello, my name is Tiffany. I'm giving you a call back with New Haven. We didn't miss
your
call.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Hello, my name is Tiffany. I'm giving you a call back. You're looking up on our callback list. How can I help you?
I ordered something today, and then I got a bill, like a confirmation thing, but there's one thing on there that I did not order. And I was just wondering what, because they told me to call back in a half an hour that you probably would have it on your list or something, and it's been over a half an hour. It's been almost like an hour.
Okay, do you have an order number?
Yes, I do. Hold on a second.
Okay.
I will get it for you. I just have to pull it up. Okay. The order number is D6DAE560D2. And it was ordered at 9:58 a.m.
Let's see here. The tracking number. The order number here. Okay, so I wasn't able to locate anything by that number. You said that was the order number?
Okay, is this the number is capital D, 6, capital D, A, E, they're all capital letters, okay? 560D2. That's the order number.
Let me see here. What exactly did you place the order? What's this for, ma'am?
It was for Life Choice Keto and the Life Choice Garcinia, and I did not order the Life Choice Garcinia because it should have only been $6, and it's like $13.66.
No, ma'am, I'm not looking at anything. I have your telephone number.
It's area code 239-772-9526. Because I'm looking at the order confirmation right now.
No, ma'am. Do you have the name of the merchandise that you ordered?
I beg your pardon. What do you need?
The name of the merchandise that you placed the order for.
It's Life Choice Keto and Life Choice Garcinia.
I'm not locating anything in the system yet for you.
Well, why did they send me an order for a confirmation number then? Order confirmation.
I'm not quite for sure if you're calling on the right number or not. You don't know what exactly what you might have ordered, any pills, dietary supplements?
It's care at Get Life Choice Keto. That's all I have. And then I looked it up, and then this is the customer service number they gave me.
Thank you. I wanted to know the card information that was billed, the first 7 digits, and the last 4 digits of the card.
All I know is that the first lady that I called, she said that you could look it up by the zip code. And the zip code is 33990. And the shipping address and the billing address should be the same address.
Do you have the card information, ma'am?
I don't have a number here at all. It just says order confirmation. It says, hi, Linda Tillman. Thank you for placing your recent order. Please find the summary of your order below. And that's all. And then it has the shipping address, the billing address, and my phone number, my email address, and then it says quantity of each one, and but it doesn't have a price after each one. And I know I didn't order Life Choice Garcinia. And the shipping total comes to $13.66, and I know I did not order the Life Choice Garcinia.
It's not pulling up anything about your first, last name, order number, zip code, or telephone number, ma'am.
I told you they're all capitals, and it starts with a D as in dog, 6, D as in dog, A as in apple, E as in elephant, 560, D as in dog, 2. That's the order number. Nothing here that I can go back and look at what the order was placed. There's nothing here. It just gives me an order confirmation.
Thank you.
So let me know the encampment. We don't have anything on file here for you.
I don't understand. Why did they send me an order confirmation then?
Well, we could have had something on file before, but we don't have something on file when it's present.
Well, I don't have anything on file. I shouldn't have anything on file.
I was at the museum. I was looking at the 19th. It was on President's Day.
It was ordered at today at 9:58 a.m. Because the order date says 2/21/9:58 a.m.
And you say you don't have the car information that we billed you for?
I beg your pardon?
You don't have the car information on you.
No, there's nothing. I read you what it says here. It says order confirmation, and it's from Care at Get Life Choice Keto.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says order number, order date, shipping address, billing address, phone number, email, and then the items in your order. But there's no price after the items in the order. It just says Life Choice Keto and Life Choice Garcinia. And it says subtotal, there's a line, and then shipping $1,366 and grand total is $1,366. And I didn't order the Life Choice Garcinia. I just ordered the Life Choice Keto. And it should have been $6 and something.
Okay. So, will you only show me, and what's the first and last name, ma'am?
The first name is Linda. The last name is Tillman. T as in Tom, I-L-L-M-A-N. And it just says, "Hi, Linda Tillman. Thank you for placing your recent order. Please find the summary of your order below." And then I read you everything that it says.
No, I'm not seeing anything on file, ma'am. Don't we have anything for you? Do you know the name of the merchandise, maybe?
No, I don't. That's I read you everything that's on that confirmation thing. Order confirmation. Maybe, I don't know. It should only be $6 and something, not $13. Because I'm thinking, because I never ordered the Life Choice Garcinia, and I'm thinking maybe that they made a mistake and they put that on there just in, you know, and that's why it came to $13.66. Because it should have been one Life Choice Keto for $6 and some cents.
Okay, ma'am. So I researched it in the system again. I'm not showing anything here on file for you.
Okay.
So the only thing I can advise you to do is reach out to your bank for more information about the transaction. You did mention that you called in before we tried to search your account. We wasn't able to locate anything. They advised you to call back to see what would be in the system.
Yeah, she told me to call back in a half an hour and maybe it would be on file, but it's been over a half an hour. So.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, we don't have anything on file here, ma'am.
Okay.
Ma'am, I do apologize about that misunderstanding.
Okay, well, I'll try again tomorrow and see what happens.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I'm making a sense with?
Nope, that's it.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling Customer Support. You have a great day, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye.